The question from Bav Metzia, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. So not to go through the complications of the Gemara, but we're not concerned with the part of the Gemara that deals with ribbis. Only the part that deals with mechila. The Gemara states that if a person should think that his field really belongs to somebody else, and then this other person, if somebody else goes and eats the fruit off the field, so the halacha is, he consumes the fruit, so the halacha is that he owes him for the fruit, basically. That's the point. He owes him for fruit, because in reality it wasn't this other person's field. The field belonged to an owner who was unaware of his ownership, right? So the halacha is that he owes him the money, the Gemara says. That's what Gemara says. And now the reason why this fellow thinks he owns the field is because the field was given to him through the process of asmachta. And asmachta doesn't work. So he thinks he owns it. The true owner is unaware of his ownership. And he goes back consuming the food, the fruits of the field. Now as he consumes them, in reality he's building up a debt, because he owes the money to the unaware owner. Gemara says like this. That's what Gemara says. Hajra Arav Hajra Peri. That when we discover such a situation, so the land must be returned to the owner, and the one who consumed the fruits has to pay for it. Okay. It says Lameimer the son of Rav Nachman Mechila b'Toyes La'avi Mechila. That's Rav Nachman's halacha. Shall we say Rav Nachman holds that if a mechila was done by mistake, an error, it's not considered a mechila. Because here this fellow was unaware of his ownership, and he permitted the other fellow to go and eat the produce of the field, right? So it was essentially, it was a mechila, but the only thing is it was mistaken mechila, because he was unaware. So in reality it was a mechila, but it was a mistake. So nevertheless, Rav Nachman said that he has to return when we do find out what the situation is, the reality, the truth involved in the situation. We have to make him return pay for the peris, the product that he consumed, right? So we see that mechila b'toyes is not considered a mechila. That this person, the unaware owner, his mechila is worthless because it was a mechila b'toyes, a mistake. Okay. Now let's go a little further into the Gemara. The Gemara says, Vayitna, the Gemara says, Amecha peris dekala chaverai, Amra avuna achalei boil oilem yachal lachzabai. That a person who sells a peris dekel means the fruit is not in existence yet, but he sells the fruit that will in the future appear on the tree. So the Gemara says that Ravuna says that before these fruits exist, the owner can change his mind. I mean, anyone can change their mind. Yeah, the owner, right? Can change his mind. Either one, change his mind. Mishaboloilam. However, once they do come into existence, then he can't change his mind, because Rashi explains that that's when the Chalais Kinyan takes place. Chalais Kinyan takes place. This man holds you can't tell something after there's a label olam. So Moicha Davish label olam, the Maisa Kinyan is now, but the Chalais doesn't take place until later. So the Chalais, during the interim, he could always change his mind. Okay? He could always change his mind. The Maisa is like a Kinyan Lachazman. He can change his mind before any time before the chalais. Okay. Huna, yeah, right. He's going to go, Rav Nachman Omar, Af Mishabol Olam, Yochel Lachzabai. Rav Nachman said, no, even after they come into existence, he can change his mind. Why? Because Rav Nachman holds, Ein Ona Matna, Dovah Shleibol Olam. That person cannot make a kinyan on something that didn't come into existence yet. All right? Rav Nachman said, "Meidina di ishamet va'ochal le'mafkinaminei." Rav Nachman says that nevertheless, if the person went ahead and ate the fruit that he thought was his, still we do not we don't make him pay back. Why? Because it was, since the owner thought that it was sold to him, and he went ahead and ate. So what constitutes mechila? And mechila is his father. Right. So the Gemara says, no problem. Hasam zvini hakahava. All right. Now, just without going into the details, according to Rashi, what it means is that Rav Nachman really holds that mechila b'toyes is a mechila. There's a separate halacha in our case. before. The case of ribis is separate halacha. But in reality, he holds mechila betos is shemal mechila. Okay, Taisus attacks this position. Taisus says, bring several rayas. The two rayas that we'll concern ourselves with the rayas, one raya from Hegdish, in Nazir Daflam and Aleph. They still learn from the Hegdish Toyas ain't a Hegdish. So you see that what? And you see Hegdish Toyas ain't a Hegdish. They say, so you see that Kenyan Batoyas is not a Kenyan. And the other, the second raya is from the Gemara in Gittin. I'm reading the Kol Kenyan Batoyas Chayza. The case is these two fellows were counting out money. They thought there was an extra $5 there, and they gave it to the owner of the land. They were gardeners. Then they discovered that they didn't have an extra $5. Where they counted over privately, found they didn't have an extra $5. So the Gemara says, and that was Rav Nachman too, that Rav Nachman said, finally, Rav Nachman agreed that what? That it was Kenyan B'Kol, Kenyan B'Toyas is Chayzer. They have to give the money back. It was Kenyan B'Toyas. So we see from this clearly that Kenyan B'Toyas is no good. So Mechila B'Toyas, Mechila is only a subcategory of Kenyan. Kenyan B'Toyas is Chayzer. So Mechila B'Toyas is Chayzer. That's what Taisa says. Okay. Machlekes Rashi and Taisa. Okay. One question. The question is like this. What is the case? The case is where an individual thinks that somebody else owns his field. So the Gemara calls this Mechila B'Toyas. Really, this has nothing to do with Mechila B'Toyas. Because Mechila B'Toyas would be like the case in Gittin, where I think that I have extra money, so I give it to this person. My das is to give it to this person. Right? My das is to give it to this person. But it was on the mistaken premises. But that's what I intend to do. So that's considered B'Toyas. And that's no good. But over here, where is the Mechila B'Toyas? I didn't have das to be meichel. If I had das to be meichel, a person under false suppositions, that would be mechila b'toyas. But over here, there wasn't even das mechila, because I thought the field was his. Well, what kind of mechila is that? There is no das to be meichel to begin with. So since there is no das mechila, I can't call this mechila b'toyas. So it's extremely difficult, especially according to Rashi, to understand how Rashi even tells the maskamah of Nachman also the way to mechila b'toyas is good mechila. This is not Mechila B'Toyas. This is just no Mechila. No Mechila, if there's no Das Mechila, then definitely it's no good. That would be like a person who didn't have Das Kinyan. He didn't have Das Kinyan, so he can't say that it's a Kinyan B'Toyas. There was no Kinyan altogether. Kinyan B'Toyas means we have all the requirements for the Kinyan, but it was made under false premises, false supposition. But this is a case where you don't even have the mechila itself. He thinks it's the other person's field. There was no das mechila at all. So what kind of mechila b'toras is it?
How was
it
das for the other person?
I'd like to show the import of the question. Let me go to another area to show that this question really is. We'll see the full impact of this question. Now, the Gemara Namaskid. The Gemara Maskit says in the beginning of the Maskit, the Gemara has a question as to whether other Maskit Davashal B'Loy B'Loylam, the subject that we mentioned before, again, whether other Maskit Davashal B'Loylam, whether a person cannot be Maskit Davashal B'Loylam. Question. Machwekit Rabmeir Nechom. So, the Gemara says that according to Rabmeir, these other Maskit Davashal B'Loylam, is only, he agrees that it only takes place, there's a restriction to Adamach Nesla Balam, it has to be Avidi Da'ashim, definitely must be arriving in the future. Alright, it must be, the existence of the object must be imminent, Avidi Da'ashim. Alright, now, the question is, when we understand, what we try to understand what's the Machlekes of Adamach Nesla Balam, Aloy Mach Nesla Balam, we assume the question is, the problem is, because there is no object there. There is no chefta, so how could you be machna davashal b'alaylam? Question, of course, always in our mind, always is, what does a mayor do? How does a mayor bridge that gap? I mean, the object isn't there. All right. But at any rate, the point is, there's another question is, that why does, how does Avidi D'Osu help? If it's a question of not having an object, and Rav Meir doesn't require an object, so the fact that the existence of the object is imminent has nothing to do, doesn't make it any more existing. Fact remains, it's not here. What do we care if it is avidud asu? It will definitely come into existence soon, or it won't come into existence. I mean, what do we care if it definitely will, definitely won't? Doesn't make any difference. That's one question. Okay. Question is, Tesis. An interesting Tesis here. Tesis says that according that there's a difference, of course, in the Gemara between Peres Dekel and Dekel Aperes. Peres Dekel means we actually sell the object that didn't come into existence. Dekel Aperes means where the kinyan takes place in an object. You see? Kinyan takes place in an object for a specific result that will eventuate from this object. Like you buy a tree for the fruit that will grow eventually. But the kinyan is in the tree itself, in the gufa of the tree. So over there, you don't have the problem of davish lebelelo. Yes, over there, everybody agrees that it's a good kinyan. Places an interesting restriction even on the case of Dekel HaPeresov. Taisa says that even by Dekel HaPeresov you must have Avidah D'Asu. Question is, what does this have to do with it? And Avidah D'Asu is in Rav Meir, at least it means it's not here, so it's Avidah D'Asu. Not that we understand it correctly, but at least it makes some sense. It's in some way, somehow. But over here, you have the Dekel. What's lacking? There's nothing lacking. At least in the case of Rav Meir, it's trying to make up for a lack. How it does is a problem. But over here, there is no lack. So you have the Dekel, the Guf HaDavar. So why do you need a Avidah D'Asu? What does a Avidah D'Asu help? Okay. See Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Dalar Marala. Gemara says like this. Gemara speaks about when you are... A person is selling barrels of wine. So when they sell the barrel of wine, they put a mark on the barrel. So the Gemara says that Hai si tumta kanya. So when he makes the mark, he's kanya. Lamai helps us there. Chaviva ma lemikni amamish. Chaviva says actually he's a Kenyan. Abon amalek rubuli le mishapara. In order to mechayev the person in the mishapara if he changes his mind. The Hilchasil the Kabuli Alei Mishapara. It's not a real kinyan. Now the Gemara adds, Uba'asra the Nehigu Lemikni Mamish Kano. However, in a land where people are, then the minig is that they're kano through this process, through this Sit Musa, they put a mark on the barrel, then you are kaina. No problem. Now the question is like this. The question is, and Allah has brought down the Shulchan Aruch, that's why like a Tekiyas Kaf works. In Al Pidin in Medina, where like in Al Medina, where Tekiyas Kaf, a handshake is considered a sign of clinching the deal. So the halacha is a handshake will be a kinyan. Kinyan b'daraisa. Now the question is, it would seem that this is a very arbitrary type of thing because kinyanim have certain specific forms. There's so many halachas with regard to kinyanim, hundreds of halachas, how it has to be exactly, precisely, all the details. To just say all of a sudden that because the minhag ha'makom is a kinyan. Seems to be difficult against the concept of the specific formulations for the Maisei HaKinyanim. Yeah. So we feel like. You see, Kinyan isn't just a Maisei, which has a specific form and accomplishes a specific end. Really, Kinyan is representative of the Das Makna involved. Now, halacha is when the Das Makna becomes crystallized and is given expression in a Maisa, then the halacha is, then that's considered a kinyan. Now, there are two ways to have this expression, to have an action which is considered an expression. One way is where the Torah delineates. The Torah says that this is the action. Another way is where it is universally accepted. If it's universally accepted that this is the expression of the Das Machina, so then that too will qualify. So the halacha, there's no gzeres hakasav of kinyan per se. The gzeres hakasav is that you must have a maisa which expresses Das Machina. And this could be done in one of two ways. Either the formula of the Torah intrinsically says this knife expresses das matna, that's inherent, or else we see it expresses das matna universally, it's an expression of das matna. There's two ways you could have an expression. It's similar, we mentioned to the halacha by Megillah, that halacha is you have to have a kriya from Megillah. A kriya from Megillah is really, it could be either b'chol lashon or it could be in lashon kodesh. If it's b'chol lashon, halacha is tirgum, so then it has to be understood, because then it's considered a language for that individual. You see, language for that individual. If it's lashon kodesh, you don't have to, because that's inherently objectively defined as language. Yeah, Murat.
But with the universal expression is based on the makam, it doesn't have to be universally among the
right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're not trying to compare the details. We're just the main essential idea is that by kinyan, either the Torah tells you this action is good, right? Is the action which defines the das makne, or else the das makne could be defined by universality of expression. Both ways becomes the objectification of the das makne. That's the halacha. Okay. What we see from this, we see that the halacha is that there's an objectification of the das makne. Right. Okay. Now we can understand what the halacha is in regard to hamafkid. What's the problem in hamafkid? My problem is like this: that there's two types. That being the case, we have to understand there's two types of das makna. There's a das makna which is inherent in the kinyan, which is an integral part of the structure of the kinyan, which is expressed through a specific action. That's one type of das makna. Then there's another type of das makna which relates to whether the person is willing to do a certain kinyan or not, to involve himself in a certain kinyan or not. That's another kind of das makna. But even if we should know, for instance, like by a smachta, point to some sheet, what is a smachta? Because the man doesn't really mean it. It's like plain shot, he doesn't really mean it. So if that's the question, well, mashat ani bach you have in the Gemara. The person didn't really intend, it wasn't serious, he didn't want to do it. Now, but there's another das makna which is a part of the very structure of the kinyan. This das makna is a das makna which becomes objectified in the form of a kinyan itself. Alright? Okay? What did I get? Now, when we get back to the problem of Adam Machnavishalabalalam or Ain of the Machnavishalabalalam, I want to say as follows. That it's not a question of an object being, the problem of the object being present or not present. That's no problem. That you can do so resolve with the kinyan lachasman. That's not the problem. The problem, because we see it's not called, even according to Nachman, also the Inter Mayor. Is even going to the mayor, so bichal later, no problem. But the problem with other matna davishloi balalam or ainu the matna davishloi balalam is a problem in the das matna, which constitutes kinyan. You see, that das matna, the halacha is that this das matna must include an object that's existing, or else it lacks in the das matna. You see. It's a halacha that the das matna itself must relate to an existing object. So if the object isn't there, it's not the pshat he doesn't want to. Of course he wants to. He definitely wants to. But the halacha is it's not considered das matna because there is no object in existence. It lacks in the essential das matna. The das matna doesn't relate to an object. The ma'isa kinyan and achalais can take place later. So I do a ma'isa kinyan now and achalais take place later. But the das matna of kinyan is lacking. Because the das makna doesn't relate to anything which is here. See, that's the problem. Now Rav Meir holds you don't need this thing to be here. But Rav Meir's made it of what requirement do you need? Avidi da'osu. Because now you see why Avidi da'osu helps. Because Avidi da'osu was halacha in the das makna. Since the object is, its existence is imminent, so Rav Meir says now it qualifies for the now the das makna qualifies. It doesn't actually have to be here, but its existence has to be assured. If the existence of the object is assured, then nothing is lacking in the das makna. You see? Okay. That includes an object. See, if you're talking about Kenyan, so you can't say this. Because what our kefir is going to exist, definitely. I mean, it's not there. You can't receive the chalois. But if you're talking about das makna, then it's a different story. As long as the das makna relates to something whose existence is definite, you see, then it qualifies. The das makna doesn't have to relate to an object. It's in terms of das. You see, it's a halacha in the das, the type of das. This type of das, which relates to an object whose existence is definite, that qualifies the das makna. If you're speaking about chalois, then you can't get it. There's no way to say that if he does not help. But what's the difference? There's nothing to receive the chalais. But if it's halacha and das, so that this das qualifies. A das that relates to something whose existence is definite, that's das qualifies. That just has to include, has to be of a certain caliber of das, certain requirement in the das, the nature of das. A different category already. You understand what I mean? It doesn't relate like a maisa king relates to a chalais. Maisa can relate to chalais because of change in the object. Das is a different nature. You understand what I mean? The type of das that is necessary. That's the Gemara. Okay? What Tesis means also by Vidi de Osu is that even if I hold a what? That you require that it's
even
the case of Deca Leperais, still in all, you need Avidi Dasu. Why do you need Avidi Dasu? Why do you need Avidi Dasu? What's the shot? Yes, I guess. If that was a problem. If it's Allah of Kenyan, so the Kenyan's in the Gufa Dekel in order to have the Perais. In order to have the Perais. So then you can't say, what do I care? If he makes the Kenyan in the Dekel, what do I care if the Perais are Vida Dasu or not? He made a Kenyan, not a Vida Dasu. Yeah, Vida Dasu, but the Kenyan's in the Dekel. And the fact that it's of course, his chusim are restricted to Perais. But if the Perais will arrive or not is irrelevant. He made a Kenyan in the thing for this purpose. But what, if it comes about or not, it shouldn't make any difference. But if I say it's a halachin das makna, then Dekel Aperes takes on a different meaning. In das makna, Dekel Aperes means not just a Dekel which will, it's not just Dekel which will eventuate in Paris. It's Dekel Aperes, one entity. You see? Dekel Aperes is one entity. In terms of das, the Dekel Aperis isn't just making a Kenyan in the Dekel for the Peris. But there's an entity on being, the Das Matne is on an entity of Dekel Aperis. Dekel is related to Peris. Peris are related to Dekel. They're not two separate things. In Das Matne, that's the entity. What is he being kind of? In the Das Matne, he's being kind of the Dekel Aperis. That's the entity. Of course, the Kenyan is in the Dekel. But the Dekel Aperis is the entity in terms of Das Matne. Since that's the entity, so Taisa says, so then it also has to be Avida Dasu. Because if it's not Avida Dasu, you have the same problem as you will have with the Dover Shlebalelo. Like this. Now the question, I guess, is it clear? Why is everybody made by Dekel of Paris and not Paris Dekel?
Why is it what?
What? No.
Oh, right. What do you mean? Everyone's divided by what?
We're mentioning that the now there's one problem. According to the Meir, it's good. But the Vida Dasu works. According to the Chachamim, the Vida Dasu by where? By Dekel Aperis, we say if it's a Vida Dasu, it's good. Why is it that when it's a Vida Dasu by Paris Dekel, it's all good?
This question
we'll take up later. I want to bring a raya that the halacha. The question of what the machnav shlobo alam or ainot the machnav shlobo alam is a question with regard to das machna, not a question with regard to the chayfet being in existence or not. Ram perchav beis from Hilchos Mechira. Ram brings down Allah chalaf ainot the machnav shlobo alam beim mech beim matana beis and mech peres dekel chaver yechalach zaboy. Yes, okay, and then in Allah gimel of a place called Shar Shabashuk. So the Rambam really, this parak deals with Misha Pora. All right. Now the Rambam says that Amecha Peres Dekel Lachaveri Yechal Azabai Zim Mishamad Alakeach V'Ochalei Mitzins together V'Chol Achayzer By Mishneim Ein Chayev L'Kabel Misha Pora. Now the question is, what does the Rambam have to say that you're not Mekabel Misha Pora by Dovah Shalei Balelom? The Loch of Misha Pora is wherever there's a Dovah Nikneh. And there's wherever there's a davar hanikneh,
and you didn't do a Maisa Kinyan. That's why you have a din of Mishapara. But you don't have a din of Mishapara where there's no Davar Nikna. So by Davar Shloi Balalam, it's lacking in a Davar Nikna. There's no Chayfetz there. So why does the Ram have to say there's no Mishapara? Of course there's no Mishapara. All right? And even though it's true, and Allah Gimli mentions, Avala Pesach al Shar Shabashuk Veloyahis on Minsha Pasagalov, Bishus Merchus Chayev Liknois, and Mimchayzer Mekal Mishapara. But that's a different halacha. That's halacha because since it's Yotzah Shar, Saf Pishayim Lezay Yesh Lezay. So it's considered as if it's Yesh Lezay. It has nothing to do with other Machin Zavash Lezay Lezay. That's like the Rambam mentions in the beginning of Perek Tes Melchus Ma'av Aleva. Saf Pishayim Lezay Yesh Lezay, and Perek Yud also. So I want to say Pshaz like this. The Rambam holds that really the halacha of Mishapara is not a halacha in a Maisa Kinyan. Halacha of Mishapara is a halacha in the Das Makna. Once there's a Das Makna, then there's halacha of Mishapara. Alright, we have a raya for this from Machlekes Rambam Ravid. Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perek Zayin. Mishayo lechayv etzachavera, evamalei machor lechav yishol yayin, bechayv shiyashni etzlecha vrota meicher, hareze kemishas nosan adamamata, vachalachayzav mekabal Mishapara. Yep. So the Ravid said, "Amar from le'adati zel lama. Why does it get a mishpasha? Rehushvu agoinim kulam malv milvel etzon itna. Veinik nesin as mois klal vechamim kedushim shavu mecha shizek kana. The milvel etzon itna b'mecha b'may kana. Vula hita gemar. Vula hita hodam rinin mamidin milvel aperes. All right.
What?
So the pshali is the reason why the Rambam holds the reason why Machlekes Rambam and Ravid like this. According to the Ravid, mishpara zalach and ma'isa kinyan." You say it's halacha ma'isa kinyas. That's why you have nesinas. You didn't require a ma'isa, even though nesinas mois is ma'isa and kinyas, but you require a ma'isa in order to have mishapara. Whereas according to the Rambam, it's only the all you need is the das makna. So over here, once he says that I'll pay you back with the money that the chayv that siyesh li biyakha. So the das makna is complete. Das makna is complete. It's chayv mishapara. So that's why the Rambam Perkhov Beis, holds, brings down Eidon Amach Nevashla Baloilam. Because since the halacha is, since it's halacha in Das Makna, and what's the problem of Eidon Amach Nevashla Baloilam? Is the problem because we hold, not like a mayor, we hold that the Das Makna can't be completed if the thing isn't there, you see? So the Rambam says that, nevertheless, that in the case. The thing isn't there. So perhaps, so since the thing isn't there, so maybe you'll say that when the Das Machna is lacking, still the halacha is. You see, you don't need. Why did this over there? It's halacha Das Machna. Now, Shah Shebeshuk, the halacha is why is he Mekabel Mishapara? Because the Das Machna is complete by Shah Shebeshuk. Because he can go Yetzer Shah, so Afi Shem Azay Yesh Lezer, so somebody else has it. So therefore, the Das Machna is complete. So therefore, the Chum made the halacha that Mishapara, as soon as the Das Machna is complete, the Mishapara, you have a din of Mishapara. So you might think that the Chachamim, how did the Chachamim define the Das Machna? They define like Reb Meir's Das Machna, like the Chachamim's Das Machna. So you might think it includes even the Davar Shloi Balalam. Because according to Reb Meir, that's enough of a Shirin Das Machna. Machlekes is what the Shirin Das Machna is. The question is where the Chachamim drew the line with regard to Mishapara. So the Rambam has to bring down the first halacha to tell you that the Davar Shloi Balalam is not enough Das Machna to be mechayev in a mishapara, but that's what the halacha of Aramach Nashla Balalam has to do in the Perkhov Beis, because the halacha is that the halacha in regard to mishapara is halacha in Das Machna. But where did the Chacham draw the line with regard to Das Machna? So the Chacham has to tell you, the Rambam has to tell you that they drew the line where Shah Shebashuk. Once it's Shah Shebashuk, then the Das Machna is complete. With this, really, we can understand the Rambam and Perek Tes and Perek Yud and Hilchos Ma'av Aleva. Okay? Perek Tes, Perek Yud, with regard to Ribbis. The halacha is that by Ribbis, the din is that if I, let's say I give a Meicha some money, and he doesn't have the object, so it'll come out as Aganeta, because he doesn't give me the object back later, meantime he has my money. So the Gemara says, if the Tziyotza Shah, you know the price that's available, Af Pishem Lezeh Yesh Lezeh, so I can go with the Meicher, I can go and get it from somebody else, is good enough. Now the question is, but if it's a Davash Leibel Elam, it's not a Davash Ene Bershusay. So the answer is like this. The answer is midaraisa. The halacha is einachanami. I mean, there's no kinyan until you actually take the chayfetz. But midarabbanon, the rabbanon date the kinyan from the time that the das maknin kinyan is complete. And the moment when it's yotza hashah, then you cannot say there's anything lacking in the das maknin, even though it's not bershus of this particular meicher. But since it's available, so then the das maknin is complete. Avida dasa we don't hold from. That's Rav Meir. But Yotza Shar, everybody agrees that the Das Machna is complete by Yotza Shar. That's why by Yotza Shar there's a Mishapara. And that's why by Yotza Shar there's no Din of Rubis anymore. Because the moment is Yotza Shar, so the Das Machna is complete. So you date the Mechira, the transaction is considered dated to the Rabbanu from the time the Das Machna is complete. Now we just have to understand Halvah. The Rambam says in Perek Yud by Halvah that the same thing, if I lend the guy Peres, and then I want Peres back a month later, so the question is, even though the Peres became worth more, so it'll be ribbis. So the Rambam says, no, if it's Yotza Shar, it's okay. Why is it okay? Because by Halvor, there's a Das HaMeschayev in Halvor. You see? Not Das Mark, Das Mark. He's Meschayev himself for a certain object. Now, if it's Yotza Shar, since there was no Kviyas Man, so I could pay him right back now, so my Das Meschayev includes the object which exists right now. So therefore, once the Das HaMeschayev designates the object, then, so from then on, there's no more Din Ribis anymore, just like by Mecha. There's no more Din. This Chayfetz has been designated in return for the other Chayfetz. So it's completed. It's clinched. So therefore, there's no problem with Ribis. Once, because the Chacham dated from the time the Das HaMeschayev relates to the object. That's when they dated, not from the time that they actually transfer the object. So the Das HaMeschayev relates to the object the moment it's the Yotzer Shah. Opinion. The object is fixed from the time the Das HaMeschayev relates to it in Halvor. So therefore, I don't care if there's an increase in price later.
Then yet another possibility.
That is just Agav Rochas, if the fellows wanted this on the face. All that I wanted to put on was the principle that we established from the Gemara, that what? That a person's Das can become, the Halacha of Kinyan is the objectification of Das. All right? Now, with this, we see the impact of the question that we ask from Mechila B'Toyas. Because Mechila B'Toyas, since Das is not just a question of whether he wants to do it or not, but Das is an integral part of the very structure of the Kinyan, so by Mechila as well, by Mechila it takes place through Das, right? So there's a certain structure in this Das, Michael, just like there's a structure in Das Kinyan. And over here you can see the fundamental structure is lacking because the person doesn't know that the field isn't his. So there is no, it's not just a matter that in the Mechila B'Toyas that he's not willing to be Michael. You know what I mean? He didn't have, the essence of the Mechila is lacking. The very essence of the Mechila is lacking. Okay. So this Mechila is not just a matter of... It's not just a matter of the fact that he's lacking a will to be Mechel. He's lacking the very structure of the Mechila. You know what I mean? It's not just he's lacking a will to be Mechel. He's lacking the structure of the Mechila. We see that Das is a part of the very essence of the structure of King. Okay. Rambam Perikei from Hilchos Mechira. Rambam says, Yesh Dvarim Harbe She'ein On Shifin Kinyin. Ve'ein LeKinyin Bahem Tam. Kigana Meshachar S'avdoi Megar Shishtoi Eisa Shliach Mois Medo V'Val Medo. Okay. What does Ram say? We're not concerned with it. The first case from Shachar of the Megarish of the Megarish Ishtay is not, the Ram is not, we're not concerned with that part of Ram. Ram says, okay, that's what we're concerned with. The Ram says, by Mechila, there's no Kinyan. Not only is there no Kinyan, but the Ram says, Ein le Kinyan bohem tam. Now, interesting, Taisis enough, Kufyud Beis and Bab Metzia, Kufyud Beis and Amaralis. Taisus has a chakira, whether or not Mechila Tzarech Kinyan or Mechila Ein Tzarech Kinyan. The Rambam definitely disagrees with Taisus. The Rambam says, not only does he say Ein Tzarech Kinyan, he says Ein LeKinyan Ben Tam, which means the idea of Kinyan is absurd when it comes to Mechila. Yeah. Right? Whereas if he held like Taisus, even though Taisus postulates that Mechila is Ein Tzarech Kinyan, he would have said the first part of the statement, Yesh Rav Habishan Tzarech Kinyan. See? Okay. Here what the machlekes is between Taisus and the Rambam. That's one point. All right. Continues. Rambam says, "Nogu Rebbe Mekanis Lahaknes LeMikdashel Dvarim Ketzibelo." and they say kinyan. I shall machal plani cheshish leish and pidle my door. He says kinyan zeh shenogu lahakmas beil zvarm ain't a mile clon. El idea she ain't a oimer zvarm elu ke mesachek u mahasel. El a shagoa beliba lachkach oma. All right, now this brings to mind that the Tesis and Kufi Beis again. Tesis and Kufi Beis says that there's the Gemara Sanhedrin by Pshara Tzricha Kenyan or Pshara Ein Tzricha Kenyan. Gemara says Pshara Tzricha Kenyan, Tzricha Kenyan. The Shneim Tzricha Kenyan. So the Bahag learns, what does it mean you need a Kenyan by Pshara? Not before the Pshara, but once the Pshara takes place, now each one has to make a Kenyan, and Mark is the other one. So you see, if he owes me money, see, and I want to be mechel, so therefore I have to be make a kinyan. So you see that mechila star of kinyan, right? The Tesis says no. Tesis says the shiny pshar mishum the dami la mechila b'tos. Sheilu hayyadeya sheyazecha b'din lo hayyam mechel. Tesis is similar to the case of mechila b'tos. Yes, Tesis requires kinyan over there. Now the Rambam holds that by mechila the idea of kinyan is absurd. You see. And the only reason the Rambam says, when the Rambam says that they do this action in order to show he's not a Masachim Mahasel, it doesn't mean like Tesis means. Tesis means that you actually need it. According to the Rambam, the reason why they introduced, actually it's senseless. So see, the Rambam says, Lefikach, the Rambam says, Imam Abalev Shalem Ani Amati V'gamat Las Dov, it ain't Tov Dov Racha Klal, it doesn't mean anything. But the Rambam is saying, Rambam's talking about this. Rambam says that essentially there's no real function of the kinyan by mechila. There's no real function of the kinyan. But what? But why do people do it? They instituted that in order to avoid situations where you might have mesachek and mahasel in general precaution. But therefore, the Rambam says, the person says, I definitely am doing this b'leish shalom, and it's also good enough. It doesn't have to follow that specific formula. The takana was, they introduced this in order to make sure there's no like an easel going on by Kinyanam. So if he says an Iyamadi, a Gigamadi, believe he shall, then it's good enough.
Yeah.
But Tesis and Kufi Beis, Tesis means that it actually functions. There's actually a purpose in it. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the difference between Ram and Tesis.
Yeah.
What's the Ram and Tesis? Question of Tesis also.
In Monkes and
Mechila doesn't. Which is really, we have to understand that Tesis passes on Mechila in Tzarf Kinyan. Nevertheless, in this case, he holds that what? That Mechila, that this Mechila is Tzarf Kinyan. Because similar to Mechila B'Tos. Can you answer that question now? The answer is...
What?
Actually, let me put it this way. I reversed the order since the Shuas Shir. It should have been the other way. This question should have been raised right after the first question. Okay? And then we go into the area of Hamafkid to show the import of the first question. And then answer the... answer this. But it doesn't matter. It's kind of the same thing. Now, the answer is like this. The answer is, what did we see from the Sugya Namafkid? The Sugya Namafkid, we see one thing. Now what? That the halacha is, and the Sugya, right, the Sugya Nezer Neshech, that the halacha is that by kinyonim, what is a kinyon? Definition of kinyon is the objectification of the Das Machna, right? Okay. Now, there's two possibilities in the definition of the objectification of the Das Machna. One possibility is it's a further development of the Das Machna, a further expression of the Das Machna. Another possibility, that would be like, for instance, the halacha is that by Birchas HaTorah, you have to make a bracha if you're going to use Dibur. But let's say you don't use Dibur, and you hear a belave, there you don't need it. But even though the whole dear belave, you don't need it, see if you do need it. Why see if you do? The answer is because it's a shear in Machshava. If it's only here, so it's not enough machshava to mechayim and a bracha. But dibur is a shir in machshava. It's a further development of machshava. Therefore, by ksiva also, yechayim. Because by ksiva, it's just as much of a development. Allah not exist us in dibur. Allah is that anything which has this degree of expression is mechayim and a bracha. That's the dinder rabbanon. The chon chon. Okay. Now that's one way to understand the mindset kinyan. Another way to understand kinyan is like this: that it's not a lach of further development of the das machna. It's just a separate lach that whenever you want to create a chalais, the das machna must become involved in an action. It must become expressed in an action. So take this das machna and express it in an action. That's not a further development. That's the machlokes of Rambam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it's a further development. Since it's a further development, so the Tosfos from Masechta Torah is lacking in Das. So what do? So you do a Ma'aseh Kinyan. So that's a further expression of Das. So that corrects it. According to the Rambam, the halacha is that whenever you want to make a change of chalois, so you have to take the Das Machmen, you have to express it through in a Ma'aseh Kinyan. But over here by Mechila, there's no chalois. Mechila is different, so therefore it would be absurd, according to the Rambam, to ever have any type of. That's why the Rambam says ridiculous. Even though that minig is that way, that minig according to the Rambam can never be a further expression of the Das Machmen, because that's not the halacha of a further expression of Das Machmen. The halacha is you have to take Das Machmen and incorporate it into a Ma'aseh in order to create a chalais. But otherwise, in case you don't need it, so the Das Machmen is enough. You see, that's the law.
What is Tosfos called?
Yeah. According to Tosfos, conceptually, according to Tosfos, you have to, for the Das Machmen has to become fully realized. And that's only through Ma'aseh Kinyan. According to the Rambam, it's not a law of any further extension of the reality of the Das Machmen, realization of Das Machmen. It's just the halacha that you should take the Das Machmen and incorporate it into an action in order to create chalais. Therefore, the Rambam says by Mechila such a thing is ridiculous, so the whole idea is absurd. Okay. I can explain the very essential. We still did not explain the very essential machlekes between the Rambam and the Tosfos on Kuf Yud Beis, is why the Rambam holds that Mechila is absurd. That we didn't explain yet. But we're just explaining this secondary point, which is the idea that the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Rambam as to whether the Das Machmen is a further expression, whether Kinyan is a furtherance of the Das Machmen, or whether it's a new thing, incorporating Das Machmen in a new framework. You see? That's the point we're discussing there. But we still have to answer the basic problem as to why the Rambam holds Mechila is Kinyan and Mechila is absurd. Here we're operating on the premise that the Rambam holds that way. Okay? You understand that? You could never have a kinyan to strengthen the Das Machmen. That's what the Rambam says, ridiculous. The Rambam makes a point there. That. He says, kinyan is ain't a mile klum. He says, nothing, a little idea. The Rambam's clear from Aloha Yud Gimel. You could never have a kinyan to strengthen the Das Machmen. That idea is absurd. Tosfos expresses that opinion in confused basis, and often on the contrary, that's what it is. You need sometimes a kinyan to strengthen the Das Machmen. We're explaining that machlokes. We're not explaining the basic machlokes as to why Mechilin specific. Is there, according to the Tosfos, ain't Tzarech Kinyan, according to the Rambam, ain't the Kinyan Ben Tam. That's not like it's not explaining it. Okay? You understand that? Next question. The next question that we're asking is from the Rambam and Hilchos Chiyum Matana. The Rambam and Hilchos Chiyum Matana has a similar halacha, Perek Gimel halacha Beis. Mocha lachavera echayiv shiyesh le'olav. Einatana pikadin shahaya mufkar etzlai. Harezu matano haniknis bedvarim bovad. The Rambam says this is the case of matan niknis bedvarim bovad. Just like over here, the Rambam says that these things do not require a kinyan. It says mechler chayv et pekadin sheyesh lebiyadei. The Rambam says, okay. The first basic question we have to ask on the Rambam is chayv. We understand, but what about pekadin? That's right. How can you be mechler a pekadin? Right. And the Rambam again in Tzchiyah Matana says, even though over there you use a different lashon, there's nothing like the Kadmon of Kesley. Harez Matan Nixon Zvam Bavad. What do you mean Zvam Bavad? You have to have King Rishus. You have to have his Rishus has to be Kaina. Yeah. So how can you possibly say that it's nicknamed Zvam Bavad? It's not nicknamed Zvam Bavad. There's two problems. That's one problem. In the Rambam, the Kadmon is a problem. And another problem is the Rambam says a change in lashon. Over here the Rambam says Meichal Achaver Echoyv at the Kadmon Sheyesh Leviyadai. And over here the Rambam says, "I nasan lay apikadim shayim mufkar etzlay." Says nasan lay. Over there says machalay. Now the Achrayim mentioned the Rush is makbid bedafka that he has to say lashon nesina, because there's a smichas das for the process itself. That yeah, you have to have smichas das for the right process. If you have smichas das for the wrong process, there's no smichas das kinyan. So if he says the word machal and he's supposed to use the word nasan, that's no good. Because he asked Michal Das for one type of kinyan, and then he expects another type of kinyan to take place. It wouldn't be good. The Dibur is an expression of Michal Das. Okay? So that's why they say from the Rambam is also mashman that way. Because it says, Ainah Samaya Pekad and Sharia Mufkir Atzlai. That's in Hilchos Chiyum Matana. But it's interesting, in the Hilchos Mechira, he says, Ainah Samaya Pekad and Sharia Mufkir Atzlai. He said, Ainah Samaya Pekad and Sharia Mufkir Atzlai. You see? Why does the Rambam change his lashon? And he said, well, why don't I change his lashon? Lacha Mishnah discusses, it says before it's lav dafka. We'll want to see if it's prefaced on another reason.
It doesn't explain the whole
point. All right, so to summarize, we have like this. The question of Mechila B'Toros in the Sugya Nezer Neshech.
Hold on.
One question? Now is it on? So in other words, let's summarize what we have here. One question is from Mechila B'Toros.
Not on again.
Question is from Mechila B'Toros. The Gemara has to say Mechila said. Second question is to understand the Machlokes or Rishonim between the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos, whether Mechila is Tzorach Kinyan, Mechila is Ein Tzorach Kinyan. Whether Mechila is considered ridiculous by Kenyan or not. Then we want to understand the Rambam on Pekudin. And then we want to understand why the Rambam changed his Lashon. From Mochal in the beginning, in Perek Hei Nochas Mechira, to Nosan in Perek Gimel in Hochas Chiyah Matana. Okay? Those are the three questions.
Alright, this tape is continued on side B.
And now we're doing the Rambam Perek Chaf Tes Mehilchas Mechira Halacha Tes. This is something that the Rav mentioned, I believe, was in the name of Reb Chaim. V'cheinim kanu miyara katan. Halacha is that there's a takana that a katan can be kaina. Chacham made a takana that a katan can be kaina. All right. So Rambam says v'cheinim kanu miyara katan ayhiskim makam atamatal when lechazar boy leikana halakeach. Because Rambam mentions before that by a katan, a katan's no good karkois. Can't make a kinyan karkois by a katan. So the Rambam says that therefore schiras, since schiras is like the Magen Mishnah says, schiras is mechira liyuma, so it's no good. All right, lechenim, that's what kinyan agav's no good. Now lechenim konu miyara cotton. Let's say they may agav's no good because it requires karka, and also what else is no good is kinyan of chalipin. Chalipin's no good. All right. He says, why? Shane might see in the Arakotin Bedin. Well, what he means by that, we don't know exactly. Then he says, the Ain Kinyan the Arakotin Klum. Sha Kinyan Bishtar. They need him Chosman El Al Shtar Shalom Guddle. What is that I'm talking about? I'm saying the Chalipin is no good. Why? Because the Kinyan is Bishtar. Kinyan is Chalipin, because Chalipin is with a Shtar. What is Chalipin? First of all, Chalipin is not with a Shtar. And what does it got to do with Ain Adam Chosman El Al Shtar Shalom Guddle? So the rest are like this. Now the pshat is, in ordinarily in Das Kinyan, you have Das Makna, which means Das to make a certain transaction. But over here, it's not by Chalipin and by Shtar, for instance. By Shtar, for instance, it's not Das Makna. By Shtar, it's a Das Meschayev. Now, what's the difference between Das Meschayev and Das Makna? That's Tesis in the beginning of Ksubis, in Afalpi. Tesis is a question. How could you, beginning of Afti, how could you say that a chosin, for instance, writes a ksuba, but he doesn't have any money? So how is he mishabed himself? He doesn't have any chosin. There's no chosin to be mishabed. There's no chosin to be mishabed to. For. So Rabbi Natan answers that he's mishabed himself. The shibud is chal on himself. So there's only two ways, two kinyanim that you can be mishabed yourself with. That's a kinyan of shtar and kinyan of Chalipin. So that's Das Meschayev. Das Meschayev involves the Gavra. The Gavra is Meschayev himself. Das Kinyan is only, Das Machna is only insofar as the transaction of Kinyan is concerned, insofar as the Chafetz is concerned. But it's not Meschayev the Gavra. The difference would be, if I have Das Machna, so I can't be Meschayev myself on things that I don't have. Das Machna can only be with things that I have, like they says Nafalpi. But Das Meschayev, I can Meschayev myself even for things that aren't in existence. Because I'm a schayev myself. Now by shtar the Rav said, by shtar it's not a halacha by shtar of das makna. You see, by shtar it's a halacha of das hameschayev. I'm a schayev myself to give you this chayfetz. Now the halacha is the kaina could be kaina as long as there is either a das hameschayev or a das makna. The moment there is a das hameschayev, and the Das HaMeschayev is expressed, for instance, let's say for instance I have Shibudim. So if I have Shibudim, you have a Shibud Nechasim, right? So I'm a Meschayev myself. Now the Shibud's Chal and Nechasim that I'm kind of. Now you can, now it's time to come to collect, so you can take it. You're kind of. Because the Das HaMeschayev was there. Once there's a Das HaMeschayev, now you could be kind of. You don't need any more Das Machna.
So Das Mischayev paves the way for a Das Kinyan. So either one of the two forms, either Das Mischayev or Das Makne, is good enough to allow a Kinyan to create a Kinyan, Chalais Kinyan. So that's what the Rav said, like this. That the halacha is that ain't Kinyan Yara Katan Klum. Why isn't the Chalitin good by a Katan? Because the halacha is that they gave a cotton das kinyan, but they never gave him das mischayev. And since they didn't give him, so that's what the Ram means. They in kinyan, they had a cotton klum. Sha kinyan, the Rav says, should be better kishtar. Why? Kinyan is just like shtar, because shtar is also das mischayev. They ain't Adam chaysmin ela shtar shall adam gadol. Adam don't sign only on a shtar of an adam gadol. Why? Because only by an adam gadol is the das mischayev. However, you don't really have to change the base to a kaf. You could say Shakinyan Bishtar also. What he means is, he's referring to the Gemara. The Gemara says that whenever there's Chalipin, so you don't have to say, the Mecha doesn't have to say Ksuvu. Why doesn't he have to say Ksuvu to the Edom? Because it's Das Mischayev already. So that Das Mischayev authorizes a Shtar. But if by a regular case of Shtar, regular case where I want to sell my land, so I only have Das Makne, so I must say Ksuvu, otherwise there's no Das Mischayev, the Shtar won't be valid, So he means Shakinyan Bishtar, that the Kinyan can become about, once you have a Kinyan, then you can put it into a Shtar. It's Nitin Likasev. Why is it Nitin Likasev? Because it's Das Mischayev. See, once the Das Mischayev says Nitin Likasev, because a Shtar requires one Hechshe for the Shtar, you require Das Mischayev. Okay. When the object's in existence, and now this object is an expression of his Das Mischayev, so now it's subject to Kinyan, so the guy can be Kinyan. You didn't need either Das Mischayev or Das Makne in order to be Kinyan. One or two. Just go. In other words, it goes by Das Mischayev, it goes via the Gavrith through the Chayfetz. The Chayfetz is there, so then he's Kinyan the Chayfetz right away. If the Chayfetz isn't there, so it remains in the Gavrith. Next thing the Gavrith gets, will become a Shiva, the Chalon. So it comes out that Kinyan, that a Maisa Kinyan is an expression, is a crystallization of the of a das makne or of a das mischayev, right? Yeah, but I wanted to mention also that when we say the term maisa kinyan, regard to kinyan, it doesn't necessarily mean a maisa. Like, for instance, you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira. There's a difference in the Rambam and Hilchas Mechira. Perek Gimel. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph Aleph Zayin. But by Kiddushin, he has a different lashon. Ram and Kiddushin, Perek Gimel Ishus, Halacha Gimel. Vim Kiddush B'Shtar, Kreshval Nyar Lacharis, Ayala Ola, Kol Rosh Yitzah, Harim Gresh Li, Arayat Mares Li, V'chol Ketz V'zeh Elo. V'nois No Lo B'fnei Eden, Ram says. So the difference is, what's the difference between V'nois No Lo B'fnei Eden or Mishigia L'Shtar L'Yadeh? By Kedushin, it's the Maisa Mesira that makes the Kinyan. But by Mechira, it's the Tfisa Shtar that makes the Kinyan. You see, it's the Tfisa Shtar that makes the Kinyan. Now, so you see, it's not always a Maisa. It's really, there's an institution of Kinyan. Not always a Maisa. Another example that is not always a Maisa is, let's say, for instance, what? For instance, by Kedushin, let's say, Rekoid Lafani, Aschaik Lafani, where's the Maisa Kinyan? You tell me that the Rikud is a Maisa Kinyan, that's nonsense. The Rikud is not a Maisa Kinyan. Or, I'll give you a better case. By Noas Mechilas Nova is kind of there's just verbalization, right? There's just verbalization. So where's the Maisa Kinyan? So the answer is by Kesef and Kedushin. It's not a halacha by Kesef and Kedushin, it has to be a Maisa Nesina. The halacha is that you have to engender, you have to produce a Kabbalah of Anoya Sheva Pruta on the part of the Yisha. That's the way it is. So when you use the word Maisa, you have to know you're using the word Maisa Kinyan loosely. This is not always a Maisa, not necessarily a Maisa. Okay. Okay, so you see how Kinyonim work with regard to a Gufa Dover, a Be'en. Now, there's Das Mischayev and there's a Das Makne. Now the question is, what happens by Mechila? Right? Okay. Now, Tosfos treats Mechila Shibudim the same way as a Gufa Dover. That's why Tosfos has all these kashas in Rashi. There's no difference between Mechila Shibudim and a Guf Adara. That's why it brings in Tosfos kash from Tzarech Kinyan or the Halacha of or Tosfos brings a kash against Rashi from Kol Kinyan with Tosfos Chayzer. For Stasis holds that they're exactly the same. Yeah, but Rashi holds that you... Rashi sheet is like this. That you cannot treat... You cannot treat Zechusin the same way you treat the Gufadavar. Rashi holds like this. That's what does Zechus mean? Zechus means it is a right that could be exercised by a certain individual. Now, Rashi holds one principle. That the halacha is like this. That the... You see, ordinarily when I own something, so I have an object which is defined as Shali. The object inherently is defined as Shali. So regardless of, it has nothing to do with my with any state that exists in me. It's just related to me. It's Shali. But by Zechusim, Zechusim requires a certain condition in the Gavra. The Zechus means exercising of a right. To exercise a right requires a Gavra Teveya. You see? Requires a Gavra Teveya. Not just the existence of the Gavra, but he has to be defined as a Gavra Teveya. If he's not a Gavra Teveya, then the Zechus can't relate to him. A Gufa Dava relates to you whether or not you are you're in a certain state. We're going to do a certain action. It has nothing to do with it. It's a Gufa Dava. It's defined as an object that's yours. That's it. But a Zechus, a right, you can't label a right and say this right is his. It's not an object. It's related to a performance of an individual, a Zechus. Now, the performance requires a certain Gavra who's defined as a performer of that action. So he must be a Gavra Teveya, you see? If he's not a Gavra Teveya, then the idea of Zechus doesn't make any sense. Therefore, according to Rashi, that's why it's very good. That's why there's no question on Mechil Bataris. Because even though when the other fellow ate the peres, and I thought it was his field, I wasn't Mecha. So the question was, where's my Smichas Das for Mechila? The answer is you don't need any smichas das for mechila, because you can't treat the zechusim like you treat objects. But all you need is what? All you need is the fact that I am not a gavra teveya anymore. And what removes me from being a gavra teveya? The fact that I see the person eating, and I don't care. So once I don't care, so then I'm not a gavra teveya anymore. You understand? So since, in other words, as long as he's eating, and I don't care, so for a moment there is no gavra teveya. Now, if for a moment there is no gavra teveya, then the zechusim are nullified. That's the answer to the question. Yeah. Now the question is, if that's the case, then how can you say that mechil b'toros is loy havi mechila? It should always be havi mechila. So the answer is based on the Gemara in Yuma. Tafayin dal number aleph. So the Gemara has a chakira whether is a shvus aedis. He's by Masachim B'Kuvi, which is Pasim B'Rabbanan. So Midaraisa, actually, the guy can be Magid. So you shouldn't say he's involved in the Pasim B'Vim Le'yagid, because he can't be Magid. Midarabbanan, he can't be Magid. So you should say Midaraisa, he could be involved in Shavuos Eidus. Even though Midarabbanan, he can't be Magid, but Midaraisa, he can't. So if he refuses to be Magid, so he's involved in Shavuos Eidus and in Le'yagid. So he's Chayav Kov. So the Gemara says, no, that even Midarabbanan, if he can't be Magid, then he's never involved in the Midaraisa and Imlayagid. Why is that so? Because the Gemara's Havim Askan depends on one thing. What's the pshat in Imlayagid? Does it mean that he will not be Magid? Or does it mean that halachically can't be Magid? If it means halachically can't be Magid, so over here halachically Midaraisa can be Magid. It's only Psalm Rabbanan of Masachim B'Kuvim. But if it means that what? Imlayagid means that he can't in fact be Magid. He can't functionally be Magid. So what do I care if the Rabbanan stop him? But the point is, the fact is, that he practically can't be Magid. That's the same, the Mars must come over there, is that you go with practically. If practically he can't be Magid, so then he's not, so then you can't say that he refrained from being Magid, because practically he couldn't be Magid. You see, you don't go by the halachic aspect, the fact that halachically he could be Magid. The fact is that he has to refrain from being Magid where he practically can be Magid. And over there he can't be Magid because the Rabbanan stop him. Same thing over here with Mechil B'Tos. The question is, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that when I remove myself from being a Gavra Teveya, does it mean that halachically I remove myself from being Gavra Teveya? Or does it mean that practically I'm not a Gavra Teveya? If you say it's halachically I don't remove myself. Because halachically I have certain schusim, and I can be Teveya. Just a second. You know, the only way to do that would be to cancel myself out. Inherently you're defined as a Gavra Teveya. Unless you misalak yourself. Now, I mean, unless you remove yourself from being a gavra teveya. Now, the question is, what does removal mean? Does removal mean halachically remove myself? That I cancel myself out from being a halachic gavra teveya? What does it mean practically I'm not going to be teveya? All right?
What's about?
Now, by the way, that's why Yasmi, the Gemara says, take a look at the Rambam Perek Chof Tes. Again, Hilchas Mechiras, Machlekes Rambam and Raiva there about by Pachas Mishtus is Mechila, by Katan. Because the Raiva argues, the Raiva says, why is Pachas Mishtus Mechila? A Katan is not a Barachi of Mechila. Because Yasmi Lav B'nei Mechila Nenu. What the answer in the Rambam is another problem. But the Gemara says, Yasmi Lav B'nei Mechila Nenu. Why is it Yasmi Lav B'nei Mechila Nenu? It's very good. Because the halacha is the chacham only gave a katan. Yeah. What kind of a din? What kind of halacha did give the katan? Only gave him das makne. But mechila requires that the gavra, he should remove himself from being a gavra teveya. That they never gave to a katan. Just like a katan can be the gavra, the katan can be mischayev. You see, he can't renunciate the gavra to katan, and he can't be mischayev the gavra to katan. Either way, can't renunciate or be mischayev the gavra to katan. So that's why Yasmi cannot, that's why Katan can't be Michael. Okay. That's why, that explains Machlekes Rambam and Teishvus. Because according to Teishvus, treats Chusim like Kinyonim. So, like a Gufa Dovah. So therefore, according to Teishvus, it's possible that you could have a Kinyon, Mechila could be Tzarech Kinyon, Mechila could be Tzarech Kinyon. But the Rambam holds like Rashi. That the halacha of mechila is that mechila is a renunciation of the gavra teveya. If it's a renunciation of the gavra teveya, then it's not shaykh to kinyan. There's no shaykh to kinyan, because whenever you establish a gavra, you remove a gavra, there's no kinyan. Like Ram mentions with regard to shaliach, make a shaliach, ma'amine shaliach. There's no kinyan. It doesn't make any sense. See, well, Megarish, if he wants to accept the king, he's Megarish's wife. He's going to Megarish the wife. And it doesn't make any sense altogether. But if you say that Tzchusim are like Kinyonim, Tzchusim you treat as Tzchus, just like you treat a Gufadava. So then that's the case. So then it's a good question. Does Mechila Tzarech Kinyin, Mechila and Tzarech Kinyin? That's Taisvah Shita. Okay. Now, of course, the question is, how did the Baal Teisvus learn the Gemara of Mechila B'Tos? How did he learn Mechila B'Tos? And Teisvus is also like Rashi, because Teisvus, if you take a look at Teisvus, is Vini, Achas Vini, Achas Vini, Achas Vini. By the way, that's why there's no Kasha from Rashi. On Rashi, from Teisvus Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara says that Teis L'Alam Chayza, right? Because that's speaking by Gufadav, it's not speaking by Schosim. Schosim is a different story. Okay. Because over there, because by Gufadav, you need an old Asmak, one of my Sakinian. But over here, as long as there's no Gavra Tevea, that's the end of the Schos. Okay. How does Teisus learn? That's the question. Teisus also has the same problem with Mechil Batas. If you look at Rabbeinu Tam, and the case Rabbeinu Tam gives, Chosim Zvinu Chalvo, he also gives a similar case like Rashi. He says the lever was machne b'taras mecha, the mecha is nothing, tos mechila b'taras. Why is that? He wasn't Michael. There's no das Michael. Right? So the answer is like this. The answer is Taisus also agrees. They both agree there's no such thing as das Michael. You don't have to have a das to be Michael. According to Rashi, it results from the renunciation of the Gavra Teveya. According to Taisus, it results from the renunciation of executing his chusim. That's what mechila is. The moment the man decides not to execute his chus, then it's considered that's considered mechila. That constitutes mechila. But according to Taisus, you see, it's shaykh to be a shaykh, something like that, a shaykh b'kinyan. Because when I decide to renunciate my chus, question is, do I have to renunciate the chus? Since it's a renunciation of a chus. In other words, Taisus thinks is renunciation to chus as maisa kinyan is to a gufa dava. You understand? The das. The das must be, perhaps the das of the act of renunciation of the schus must require a kinyan, just like the das of the of acquiring or das machne requires a kinyan. The same thing. That's Teisus Hakir. Does the das of renunciation of a schus require a kinyan or not? Just like das machne requires an expression through a kinyan. But according to Rashi, there's no such thing. because he just simply ceases to be a gavra teveya. That certainly doesn't require a kinyan. He's not acting on anything. He's just not a gavra teveya. Not a gavra teveya, so it definitely doesn't require any kinyan. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. See, clear? See, according to Tosfos, he doesn't have to renunciate the specific schos. He has to do an act which is ipso facto renunciation of schos. Now, if I give him over the field of Teres Mecher, so that's a renunciation of schosim. If I give you away a field of Teres Mecher, I renunciate all my schosim. That's the das mechila. You see, Rashi, listen to Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, mechila b'toyes, ki hai, da mecha sova shi knilu lakeach, umin adin echol peres, umecha lalachilasai. According to Rashi, Rashi only discusses the fact that he doesn't exercise a schosai gvi insofar as the peres are concerned, Rashi holds. Because Rashi says, what Rashi's saying, he's not a gafa teveh in regard to the peres. Tosfos holds as a renunciation of the schus, you have to go back to when he gave him over the field. When did he renounce the schusim? Tosfos like this. No, Tosfos says, the hocha halvor, the halayva lehikne ele b'teres mecha, v'amecha reina klum. So when he gave him a b'teres mecha, it was a renunciation of the schus. Because if I give it to b'teres mecha, it's a renunciation of the schus. Tosfos is clear. You see the two lashonos, Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's just because he fails to be teveh on the peres. He fails to be a gavra teveh. According to Tosfos, it's a halacha of renunciation of schusim. Where is the renunciation of schusim? When he gave him the field, it was a renunciation of all schusim that come from the field, including the peres. You see, that's what a mechila is, according to Tosfos. See, Tosfos is also close to Rashi in a similar way. Tosfos doesn't, even though Tosfos treats schusim as a guf hadavar, but he doesn't. That's absurd to treat a schus as a guf hadavar, really. If you treat a schus actually as a schus guf hadavar, then you'd have to relate specifically to each schus. But what Tosfos holds also, that a schus is only something which could be realized. Therefore, if you indicate in any way that you are not going to realize that schus, that's considered a renunciation of a schus. You see, that's considered a mechila. That's why Tosfos holds that way.
Yeah.
In other words, the moment you indicate you're not going to act on the schus, then it's not because there's no gavra taveya, it's because it's an act of renunciation. But you don't need the specifics, because it's not like a chafza. Tosfos is a kasha like this. He asks a kasha. Now the question is in the Rambam, how the Rambam equates Pekadim. He speaks about Mechilas Pekadim. So let's take a look at the Tosfos in Akenes, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos is a kasha. Gemara says when the Gazlan steals something, so he's chayev with regard to Hezek when it's Mazik. Tosfos is a kasha. Why is he chayev? So the Shemer is chayev because he's Mekabel on himself. But a Gazlan wasn't. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tei says, Yeshlema de Svarahu. The Gazlan Nichnas Tachas Abaylam. The Kivin Shehoitzim Rishus Abaylam. Shehoi Chayovim Bishmirasa. Vein Abaylam Lechon Lashemra. Vifisha Nigzwa Mehem, Yesha La Gazlan Lashemra. The Linyan is Zokin Ikru Bailam. That's a little bit of a reason. He says, the Linyan is Zokin Ikru Bailam. Kol Mi Shebiyod Lashemra. Alright? Kol Mi Shebiyod Lashemra is considered a Bailam. Alright? Yeah. So what's the Pshat and Teshish? Rosh HaLakdesh. There's two halachas. We analyze so far, we analyze what kinyan is. Now let's analyze what bilus is, right? Bilus results from kinyan, right? But let's see what exactly it is. From this text, you see one thing. That there's two types of bilus. There's a bilus which is a chalas shem in the chayfetz, you see? But then there's another bilus, a conditional bilus. A bilus which is situational. The situation creates the bilus. It would be like the old difference between Ishus for an Akam and Ishus for Yisrael. Right? Ishus for an Akam, as long as he lives there, the condition is there, and it's Ishtai. The condition is creates the Ishus. Over here also, there's a conditional bilus. The condition of being Birshusai creates the bilus. So therefore, what's Machayev the Gazlan is? The conditional bilus of Rishus. Alright? That's what they says. Taisa says that it's not the bilus which is in the Shem in the Chayfetz, which is Machayev you in that's what Taisa means, Mistava like that. It's not the bilus which is the Shem, not that Taisa discovered this idea over here. Taisa knew it before. But Taisa wants to show you which bilus is Machayev in regard to Hezek. It's not the bilus which changes the status of the Chayfetz, which is Machayev you in Hezek. It's the bilus, the conditional bilus, which is the Machayev. And here the Gazlan has the conditional bilus. So therefore he's the one that's Chayev. So you see that there's a loch of reshus of conditional bilus. Okay?
Yeah.
Where is Gemara Bava Metzia also? Davava Maralach.
The Gemara says, "Vish ki yakdish is basic kedush. My basic bershusay, afkol bershusay, lafukah haid le bershusay." That's the halach of gezel v'nesiyashal b'alim shneim ein yichon lakdish. Zelafishen eshlev, zelafishen bershusay. So what's the pshat? Right? The pshat is there's a separate halacha. There's a conditional b'alus of bershus. In order to be makdish, you have to have both. All right. I want to take one more step. All right. What is the halacha of this conditional b'alus? I want to say like this. That the conditional bialus isn't just a separate halacha, you see, but the conditional bialus is integrally related to the actual bialus. As what is bialus really? Bialus is the ability. Bialus is only makes sense. Bialus gives the person the ability to realize infinite chesed in the heavens, right? But I want to say that bialus is only possible as long as there is the ability to have chesed realized. If there is no ability to have chesed realized, then bialus is nonsensical. Okay? Doesn't work. Now, the halacha is like this. That bialus, when is bialus? Bialus in the chefetz has to have the ability to be actualized. When is the bialus in the chefetz actualized? When it's pirshusay. When the conditions, the rishus is a necessary condition for the realization of bialus. And whenever Rishus is lacking, aside from Rishus being a conditional bialus, but it's also halacha in bialus itself, in regular bialus. It's the necessary condition for the realization of bialus. If I want to say one thing, that what happens when I give something over to somebody else, in his Rishus, so what happens is, now my bialus is not, cannot be realized, because it's in his Rishus. Okay? So when that happens, what happens to the but the chayfetz is in my but the chayfetz still is a shame my shame bialam on it. The answer is the bialus is expressed in one thing, in the schus that the bialam have in retrieving the chayfetz and returning it to his rishus. You see, because if it wasn't for that schus, the whole bialus is nullified. Since bialus requires a necessary condition of rishus. So the shinui in the chayfetz always has to be related to that concept of rishus. So if it's in his rishus, then the bialus is being realized. If it's not in his rishus, the shame in the chayfetz, the bialus is now the bialus is expressed in one thing, in the ability, the schus that he has to retrieve it. Therefore, the moment he relinquishes that schus, you see, then the bialus automatically dissolves. You see, the bialus automatically dissolves. Now, I'll bring you a raya for it. The Gemara says, what's your raya? Okay, yeah, we'll bring you several rayas for this. Let me bring you first one raya, is like this. The Gemara's mandam of the Gemara in Meruba that holds that Yish itself is kind of by Goslin, right? Why is Yish kind of by Goslin? I'm still a bialus. The answer is because my bialus now is expressed in the one's chus of retrieving the chayfetz. The moment I'm a yayish, I'm not a gavra teve anymore. In regard to the schus is nullified, so the bialus falls off. You see? And even the mandama, the way we paskin, you need yish and shini rishus, but what's the combination? The combination is like this. Because the halacha is like this, that the one who took it, since it's bisura boliya, he has a chiv of hashava. So the chiv of hashava always retains the, he doesn't, even if he's miyayish, it's still his bialus is still expressed because the other guy's a chiv of hashava. Once you transfer to another rishus, then it's gone. So therefore, it'll be definitely, it'll be kind of. And loses bialus. The original one loses bialus. There's no chiv. As Dunn says, someone that the chiv hashava renders the guy a shamer. So it still is it still has a lachon of rishus. I am Dunn brought several arayas from Yishlei Medas and Bat Metzia from the Shem Aveda. What makes a Shem Aveda? Is it the Shalyam? All these cases because ain't a b'shusay. So you see the moment that rishus. So you see the moment that the bialus can't be realized through the institution of rishus, then the bialus collapses. When the chayfetz is in somebody else's rishus. So then, there's only one, the Shem Bailam, the Bailas is expressed in only one thing. Is expressed in the Schus to retrieve it. That's why the Rambam says, and that's why the Rambam says very nicely. In Perakei, in the Mechir Allah Yid Aleph, the Rambam says, Mochal, he was Mochal Pikad Machaverai. Right? Why is it Mochal Pikad Machaverai? Because since the Bailas is expressed only in one Schus, and he's Mechal this Schus, right? He's Mechal this Schus, he's not a Gavat Tever with, he relinquishes himself. Not relinquishes. He actually renunciates himself. He renunciates the Gavra HaTeveya. So therefore, it automatically goes to the other person. It's Mechila. Same thing like Mechila. But why does the Rambam's Chima Tanish say Nosan? The answer is very simple. It depends about what you're talking about. If you're talking in terms of the Gavra, so then it's Mechila. It's the Gavra, the same process. The process of Mechila. You see? He does the exact same thing in both cases. Mechila, just like Mechila's Chayva, it's Mechila's Choshen. Speaking of the process, the same process. That's what the Rambam is discussing in Perek. Hey, I'll lock it off. He's discussing because he wants to talk about whether this process requires a kinyan or not. You see? So he says, this process doesn't require a kinyan. It's the same thing as Mechila. But in Hilchas Shechiyah Matana, he's discussing the transference of the chepetz. If he's discussing the transference of the chepetz, you can't say the chepetz was nimchal to him. Chepetz can't be nimchal. See? A chepetz, a chayv could be nimchal. Nimchal can't say in a chepetz. A chepetz was nitan lo. Through the process of mechila was nitan lo. The chepetz was nitan. That's why both are here. Now we mention what? All right, now this is an addenda. Addendum.
Okay.
The question we asked last time was, according to the way we paskin, then ain't on a mark of shlo b'loilam, right? And according to Tesfis, so Avidu D'Asu will help a Dekel Paris. So why doesn't Avidu D'Asu help a Paris Dekel? What's the difference between Dekel Paris, where Avidu D'Asu works, and between Paris Dekel, where it doesn't work? Okay. So you could learn the plain way. You could say that there's two problems. There's a problem with regard, there's two problems involved in the Machna Dama Shalaka Lelam. One problem is with regard to Das Machna, and another problem is with regard to the Chalais and the Chayfetz. So, therefore, you need Dekel of Peres in order to take care of the problem of Chalais and the Peres. The Chalais and the Chayfetz. So that's why you need Dekel of Peres. But then the other problem of Das Machna, you see, so that you need Avidu D'Asa. Alright? Because all we said from Rabbi Meir, Avida Dasa, was that it's Allah and Avida Dasa. We just want to show Avida Dasa, Allah and Das Makna. But it doesn't mean there's not another problem. Okay. Or you could say that it's still Allah and Das Makna. That the Das Makna must be related to something that's in existence. You see? Or you could say differently. Or you could say a third possibility, like this. That there's two Allahs and Das Makna. I think this is the best one. There's two Allahs and Das Makna. Now, one halacha in Das Machna is the Das Machna insofar as he's willing to buy it. You see, insofar as Das Machna expresses his credibility in of the Mechira. But then there's another Das Machna you need. A Das Machna about the object which is going to be nikneh. That's another Das Machna. So the credibility is expressed through what? Through the Vida Da'aso. But you must have a Das Machna to which chayfetz it relates to. That das machna requires the chayfetz to be in existence. So you can't have a das machna that's going to relate to this chayfetz if the chayfetz isn't there. Credibility doesn't matter. Avida does take care of credibility, but the das machna which relates to the chayfetz must be existence.